Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Darren McCarty, the legend from Detroit Red Wings lore, you know, quadruple Stanley Cup champ. I mean, that is just crazy. I was looking at all this old stuff. What's up, Darren? Good to have you back on the bench, brother. I love you. How you been?
I love you too, brother. Good to hear from you. And it's a good day to be a Scotty crony on the gambling front. Nice work.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it, right?
As if I
was at the Motor City Casino. Listen, what's the point of watching games unless I got action on them? I mean, honestly.
I know, and it makes it more important. So I know with you with Boston, I would just have loved to have been with you during the second intermission when they're down 4-3, laying 1.5. But, hey, you nailed it. The Bruins came back. Hell of a game 7. That's what you want, right?
Because I've always said that Darren McCarty with us. I've always said, like, in the game the Penguins lost to the Flyers when they were up 2-1 and they gave up the shorty and it was 2-2. This is, like, game 2. Then they ended up losing the game, remember? And usually in a playoff game, in my view, you give up a shorty, you're going to lose the game. It's like bad luck, and you're just going to end up losing. You can't give up shorties and win playoff games. So tonight they give up the shorty. They're down 4-3. Are you surprised that they actually didn't close the deal and win the game? I mean, you're up 4-3, and you got a shorty. You got to win the game.
Absolutely. Shorty, you gave up a shorty at home, too, in a game 7. So that's a double whammy, but again, you know, the resilience of Boston all year, Bergeron said it after the game in his interview, is that's what they do. And I think, you know, a lot has to do with it. I know from experience from winning cups is those guys, a bunch of those guys in that dressing room won in 2013. You can't take winning away from those guys. So they showed it tonight. They had the experience, and experience won.
So let me ask you, you know, I was reading all these old stories about you that, like, you had run into Lemieux, like, last year or something at some event. And it's like after you play, most of these guys, you know, you played for so long, you respect them because you've given up the body and soul and heart and everything to play in the league. And you're just an absolute warrior and your body has got the scars and cuts and bruises and battered bones and broken bones to prove it. Do you end up, it said that you guys like, you know, laugh it off and get along. But when you played, you wanted to kill him. Like, I mean, a lot of people wanted to kill him. I remember the Penguins wanted to kill him. I wanted to kill him. What was it like for you to, like, see him all those years later? Did you want to kill him still?
Well, that never changed. And I said, you know, the one thing is that I call it like you, man. I call it like I see it. And as a man and off the ice, as a man, I respect Claude. I've done a bunch of autograph stuff with him. He's giving back to charity. He's a good guy off the ice. On the ice, he's not a good guy, and I do the same thing to him. So we know how he played, and that's sort of, like you said, gladiator mentality in the arena. But, you know, after meeting him, and I didn't meet him till like 15 years, so I didn't meet him till like 2014. So I've seen him a few times till then. I could say I call him a friend now. But as a competitor, I mean, I do the same thing, no question, to him, because he didn't play the game the way I learned how to play and respected my teammates. So that's old time hockey, Scotty. Kids these days don't know what that's about. Right,
I know. Do you like what does the league think of you? Do they think you're crazy when you? Because you know I support you always. I mean, always. I used to come in the room to see you, and Shanahan
Absolutely.
Would tell me to get the Pharrell out of here. No one likes you here. I go, McCarty does screw you. And then, but my question is, when you started, like, pimping, like, weed and, you know, smoking bud that you're a believer in it, do you believe the league?
Preaching my truth? No.
Right.
You know, best thing about being Darren McCarty and finding my truth and going through everything publicly and everything is that I can just tell my truth. And that's my truth. I mean, whoever doesn't think that marijuana is the answer for all these opioids and you know, for me coming through from alcohol and coming from pills and stuff like that, and watching guys that I played, Derek Bugard, Wade Belak, guys
right.
commit suicide, I'm not gonna let that happen. My brethren, so we get the word out. We belong to this Athletes for Care. It's a lot of ex-football guys, you know, Ricky Williams, Jake Plummer, Eugene Monroe, Mike James just came out with that Sanjay Gupta. You know, he came out to tell there is some benefits for it. It's about living better and healthier. And I found it through the button, dude. Hey, now I can medicate myself. I can, you know, when I got to be in a room with people I don't want to be, I can be friendly or put on my attitude, or I can get my pain and my sleep. I encourage people to get out there and get educated.
Do you think that the league, like Bettman, must think you're nuts? He must just be scared to death of you.
What Bettman thinks. He ruined my game anyway. You know, screw him. I mean, I don't have to play. I'm glad I got to play earlier. And you know, you got Gary Bettman hockey, but I always said, what do you expect when you put, you know, a basketball guy, you know, a basketball lawyer from New York in charge of hockey? That's, you know, really a Canadian, you know, sort of game. Nothing against the Americans, but, I mean, you could have made a better selection if you wanted to keep the game that it was, like the game that we grew up with, bro. I'm not saying that this is a European game. This is a global game. Congratulations. It's awesome. It's great, but it's not my game. You know, it's not your game. I know, dude, you were all, you know, where's your hockey fight case now?
Right.
You know, like, where's all that? Remember the back in the day, dude?
Right.
We used to talk about that stuff all the time, and I know there's, I mean, it's part of you moving on in all sports, but, you know, to me, everything's gotten softer.
Me too.
But.
They've ruined it.
You look at that, how do you play defense in football now? I mean, how, like, that's just, like, from watching growing up. I mean, I never played the game, but, I mean, it's sports are different than when we grew up. I mean, it's just the way it is. It's not right or wrong.
So let me ask you a question. Darren McCarty, the legend, four-time Stanley Cup champ. So the year that upsets me, obviously, as a Penguin hardcore, I love the Penguins more than my family. I just wanted to say that in 08 and 09, when you guys went toe-to-toe, so in 08, in 08 you beat them, and then they turn around and beat you, and I think Fleury got his first, and you know, Crosby and Malkin got their first, and then they would win it again in 16 and 17, so they got three. I remember those two battles, those 2 years were two of the greatest Stanley Cup final battles that, you know, I remember. And that was your last cup year. What do you remember most about that 2008 Stanley Cup battle with the Penguins?
Well, I mean, I think if you've seen it throughout, there's always a handing off and like an emergence of the next ones, you know, from the Islanders to pass it off to Edmonton. You know, you look at us, that was sort of our reign, and that was the development and the growing of them, the beginning of that. To me, that was the beginning of Sidney Crosby maturing and growing up and starting to get what it was like to be a leader like a Steve Yzerman instead of being more of a baby captain. Because, you know what, one thing is that I love Sid the Kid. I think he's the best representative of our league. I think he does it the right way. I think he takes more abuse than he should on the ice, but he plays hard, and he's got my utmost respect because I've seen him mature. And you know what? They got it done, and they beat us the second time. So, you know what? It was I look at it like, you know, Pittsburgh and Detroit are so comparable. You know, they're so comparable cities. And
I agree.
You know, they are if you spend any time. So they're very comparable. So the fact that we, you know, it was punch, counter punch. And, you know, like, I like watching that Pittsburgh team because I see a lot of the last of the sort of the carryover of the old. You know, like, and I have a, and, you know, I'm getting Malkin. I mean, dude, that's, yeah. And to me, the Crosby Malkin is the closest thing to, like, what we had with Fedorov and Yzerman. You know, they you need the two, and you know, this is going to be an unbelievable series against Washington.
Yeah, know? Do you think they'll beat them again? They beat them 9 of 10 times they've met in the playoffs.
Think, you know what? This is the closest thing to the Colorado Detroit rivalry, and you got to give Pittsburgh, and this is where we had the edges because we had it psychologically. So, but Washington, you never know because Washington coming back like we did in 02 against Vancouver, and then we won the cup. coming back after losing the first two at home, like they did at Columbus. Holtby got in there, and you know how that playoff goalie gets hot. And I don't think they played good enough defense to beat Pittsburgh, but you never know in the playoffs. It's going to be a good series.
So now, Darren McCarty with us. I want to talk to you about some other stuff, like the other series, and I want to talk to you about the comedy stuff you're doing in Motown with my boy Mikey. I want to get into all that. Can you hang out for a little bit and do another segment?
Absolutely, bro.
All right, my man, long time. It's been a minute since I hooked up with Darren McCarty, one of my favorite hockey players of all time, a hardcore badass. We'll keep talking to him. We'll ask him about the Bruins and Lightning now set up in the other Eastern semi. Plus, we'll talk about the West. We all know what's happening out there. A lot of eyes are on Vegas and San Jose. And then you got the Jets and the Preds. And remember, the Preds and Penguins met last year in the finals. So we'll get into those series and ask Darren what he's up to these days. A four-time Stanley Cup winner with his name on Lord Stanley. I mean, spit shine your shoes when you get on the Stanley Cup four times on four rings. That's when you're a badass on the bench. Darren McCarty, legend, badass. He'll beat your face in. Four-time Stanley Cup god. Detroit is just larger than life in the Motor City. So he's back on the bench, waxing it up. What are you doing? Like some stand-up comedy thing? What is happening there? That just sounds like debauchery.
It's absolutely. You know, I mean, it's bigger. As somebody said to me, I go to all these local comedians, and there's, well, you know, a lot of local guys doing a bunch of stuff, and, you know, some guys I know, some guys I don't, and enjoy that. And we're just talking with our buddy Mikey one day, and he knew one of the guys, and is like, you know, D-Mac, why don't you do that? You'll do whatever. You know, I'll do a band. I got a band grinder, you know. And I go, Tommy, host some stuff. I go, first of all, I can't tell a joke, right? But I'm a storyteller.
Right.
So I'll get out there and I'll tell stories, and it's going to be, I'm going to host it. It's an opportunity for, you know, a lot of local guys like Jason Douglas, Clad, Ryan Daniels, just guys you haven't heard of and seen, that to get out and see, to, because there's some funny stuff everywhere, man. So just an opportunity to get out, and then I'll do some question and answers. Just like you said, a night of debauchery.
And where is this happening in Detroit?
Yeah, well, this actually Friday's in the Pier, 8 o'clock at the Polar Palace, and you know, we're traveling all around Michigan. You look www.comediancompany.com is where you can check it out. But we got, you know, it's so much that I think in October Ron Jeremy's coming into town. I'm hosting him at some place. So,
oh, great!
You know me, dude. If you come in, we're gonna do around Michigan. Motor City, we do it right, so we're have a good time.
All right, so do you think that after Boston won tonight, now they go and they'll have Tampa to deal with, and Tampa will have the home ice, I'm pretty sure.
Happy as heck, bro.
Yeah, not that that matters. I'm not afraid anymore. Like, you know, in the Stanley Cup, in my opinion, I've always believed the team that wins the Stanley Cup, in some capacity or another, has to be able to win on the road. So if you can win on the road anywhere, anytime, in the playoffs and in the Stanley Cup finals, if you can win on the road, you'll win the cup. It's the team that all year long to me proves they can win anywhere that I'm worried about. And I think that Boston's got their hands full with this Tampa team. They're loaded with talent. They're very dangerous, and all year they were that way. I think Boston is as well. I flat out thought, Darren, that Boston was better than the Leafs. What do you think their chances are in this series with Tampa, good or not?
No, I think Tampa's happy that they're playing, you know, Boston. Boston is, they get tired. They lean on that one line so much, and I don't know if their defense is mobile enough. Tampa just comes at you, comes at you, comes at you. And adding those three guys, you know, having those New York guys experience, the Miller, the McDonough, and the Girardi, you know, my old captain, Steve Yzerman there in Tampa, has done it right. So I expect them to meet your Penguins in the conference finals. And, you know, again, you never know. Like you said, home ice is different nowadays in the playoffs, you know, because I think more teams, it's a little bit different, but it still matters. So regardless, there's great series all around. You haven't even touched on the West yet.
Right.
You know, you got Winnipeg, who, I mean, that there's home ice. There's a real home ice advantage, if there's anywhere. You know, just sort of like you saw last year in Nashville, the way they get going. But, you know, in the NHL, it's great. It's the closest thing to get to a soccer sort of match in there when in the playoff time. So there's great hockey to become, dude. You're excited. So between that and your basketball,
right.
You know, football draft tomorrow, bro.
Yeah,
you're on cloud nine.
Do you think that Vegas? But the way they destroyed L.A., and you talk about a hot spot. Everybody wants to play in Vegas now. No state tax, and you can get just all kinds of leg in Vegas, and then you can go party. I mean, there is so much action in Vegas. But they're not only it's just they're such an exciting hockey team because of Fleury. And I think Marc Gessault and some of these guys, they've made them really exciting. I think they have a shot against San Jose.
Oh, absolutely. They got a shot again to win the Cup. I mean, you know, you got to understand, too, you know, like this is the steroid expansion team. So, it's you know, it's all second-tier guys, you know, that teams had to give away some good guys. And then when you start in net, where do you win? You win with goaltending. And there you got your Cup guys from Pittsburgh. So the Flower, I mean, he's, you know, that goes a long way. Plus those guys are experienced. And plus they got something to prove. And they've done it all year, so look for Wild Bill Carlson and the boys to. I think they get it done in six.
So let me ask you, Darren, when you think back on your career and everything that you gave up in your life, I mean, just to play hockey, I mean, devoting your entire life to it and giving up the body, the mind, the spirit, the soul, just everything you had, your teeth, your face, your bones, everything about you was a hockey player. When you think back to the fact that you, like, it's unheard of to me to have your name on a cup four times. I mean, yeah. The fact that you have your name on Lord Stanley four rings deep is insanity. Do you ever just sit around and freak the Pharrell out that you are a four-time Stanley Cup champ? Do you ever just trip out about it?
Actually, not. I guess you think about it more as you get older. Just because, you know, maybe it means more. But I just love the stories of meeting all the people and seeing the connection, because I know where I was for them. You know, I was out there, so I like to hear how it connects to everybody. So it is pretty special. It's something that I cherish because, you know, they can't do it. And when they take it off like they did with Gordy, they put it up in the Hall of Fame, so we'll still be around.
So you have made your living playing hockey, and then you've stayed in Michigan. You've stayed in Detroit. Was that the plan, or did it just kind of happen that way for you?
Well, I've been between here and actually Clearwater, Florida for the past.
That's smart.
Years.
That's smart.
So, yeah, smart is that I end up back here during hockey season, back there to the summer. So I'm trying to get the Canadian out of me and work it back, you know, properly. So, you know, it's you know, and you'll appreciate this. It's been, I've been able to find that balance of that serenity. So golf's really helped me out. And then obviously right now with Mission, and I talk about the marijuana or the cannabis and stuff like that, because it changes lives. It's, you know, I got a father-in-law who's going through Alzheimer's. That's helped him get off all his pills and just the different forms. There's
I got somebody going through that now, right now, too, and it's sad. It's just torture. I've lost grandparents to it. My father-in-law is going through it right now, and it's the worst.
To give them some relaxation or something where they can just at least be in their own bliss. It's just, and that's just one form. So, you know, get educated, and more so I think you see the way society is going is that there's a heavy push for it. So hopefully, because the bottom line is because it's the right thing to do.
Hey, listen, I love you, brother. I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad you're doing well, Darren. It's great having you on
the
show.
Keep in touch.
All right, say hi to Mikey for me, man.
I will, bro.
All right, Darren McCarty, four-time Stanley Cup champ on the bench tonight. Great stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.